You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This football season will be different than Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day, no matter how you watch this season. I love being surrounded by family and friends and watching the game while enjoying the comfort food of the fall. Pepsi is the refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers. Because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Go to madeforfootballwatching.com to check out the latest football watching content from Pepsi. Man, they love you when they love you and until they stop loving you, and then all of a sudden they don't love you no more. Gardner Minshew's learning that lesson. This is Tony Wiggins with your Jacksonville Jaguars report here on Locked On Jaguars. Gardner posted a picture of himself with cornrows the other day on social media, and all I saw was people saying, get him out of here. They act like it was Kim Kardashian instead of being like Bo Derek, right? You know, everybody loved Bo Derek's pictures in cornrows. They hated Kim Kardashian's pictures in cornrows and called her a culture vulture. A year ago, if Gardner Minshew had posted that exact same picture on social media, everyone in Jacksonville would have loved it. But now, they've fallen in love with something new. And that something new is the hope and the wishes and the likelihood that Trevor Lawrence will be the new quarterback here in Jacksonville. I don't blame Jacksonville and the fans for being that way. I just blame people for falling in love with gimmicks. And I blame Gardner Minshew for accepting it and eating it up and not knowing when it's all over. And you can get this here every day on Locked On Jaguars, and you can subscribe on Google Podcasts. I warned everybody. I told the fans, hold the team to the fire. Don't let them sell you on pipe dreams about the way somebody looks or a caricature or what he drives and how he dresses and all of this stuff. But I get it. Everybody wants to grab and hold of something that feels good, even when the football team is bad. And because the football team is bad, you need something to grab a hold on to, man, just to keep your sanity. You need something to entertain you. And that's what Gardner Minshew was. And he provided a little bit of hope. But the hope wasn't attached to something tangible. The hope was just attached to the fact that he represented a whole bunch of people that made it through, you know, through tough odds. He represented us. He represented people that loved to have an ice cold beer and wear weird funky t-shirts and drive, you know, regular cars and just enjoy and live our best life, even though everybody says we can't do something that we always wanted to do. But he was every man. He was all of that stuff. The bottom line is that stuff is always cool and that's good. Here's where it goes too far. When a guy's father or his pops becomes a pop culture hero and starts doing radio interviews weekly, when everything about a guy is all about his clothes, his looks, his caricature, his personality, his stats, his statistics, and not really about his play on the field, his actual play, and not what the numbers say, because I've told people a whole lot. Everybody says numbers don't lie, and I always say you might be right, but numbers also don't tell the whole truth. When you look at Gardner Minshew's numbers, they're off the chain. You look at his stats this year. It's better than a lot of people who are considered franchise quarterbacks, but stats don't win games. You got to trust your eyes, and you got to trust what you see on the field. What I see on the field is not even the guy who's good enough to be a backup for the Jacksonville Jaguars moving forward, period. It's not worth the headache. It's not worth the time. Plays off schedule too much, you know? But if you live for the applause, you'll die for the criticism. So a year ago, I warned everybody. And in a not-so-subliminal way, I warned him. They'll love you until they don't anymore. And now, everyone's in love with blonde hair and not brown. That's what it is. That's the NFL for you, and that's the fan base for you. You have to offer something tangible. Even the front office, even the coaches seem like, when you talk to them or you listen to them, like they're about tired of it. They're about tired of the whole thing. Man, it's a long fall from grace. It is. I just hope he moves forward and he can handle it. And he's not like one of those child stars from a different strokes or Macaulay Culkin or whatever. Because fame is addictive, man. You get it, and then all of a sudden it's gone. I don't know what's going to happen from here moving forward, but salute Gardner. It was cool for 18 months. But the Jaguars fan base has now moved on to something else. And you get this here every day because it's your team every day here at Locked On Jaguars, and you can subscribe on Google Podcasts. I'm going to look at some of these numbers at the quarterback position. And I'm going to tell you if I think that it's possible that Trevor Lawrence may have something that he needs to look out for. Does he? And what's the difference between, say, Trevor Lawrence and a Gardner Minshew when it comes to falling in love with all the glitz and the glamour and all of those things that will come before football? And then actually succeeding on the field. Will he be able to live up to the pressure? Does he have to be great right away? Who does it compare to? I'll talk about that in the second segment. This was the first segment here on the Tuesday edition of Locked On Jaguars. I have to first get you ready to win some money. Are you ready to win some money? If you're ready to win some money, you need to get ready for football. College and pro, it's bowl season. It's playoff times. You got to get your mind right, man. And there's only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust, and that's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. That's right. I'm going to say it again. You get a 50% welcome bonus when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. The NFL game of the week, stuff like college football's top games, current headlines in sports. You get it all, so don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action now, and don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. On social media, you can visit our friends and exclusive partner at BetOnline_AG to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your sign-up bonus. Hashtag BetOnline. All right, so we're talking quarterbacks. We're talking Gardner Minshew and what was in terms of the fans loving on him. And all of a sudden now you can't even post a picture on social media without people trying to run him out, you know. It's what have you done for me lately? The old Janet Jackson song, right? And I get it. The difference with Gardner Minshew and Trevor Lawrence is this. Trevor Lawrence is actually currency in the hand that you're holding, right? Gardner Minshew was Monopoly money. This is actual tangible money. This is scouting that is backed up by most of the scouts in the league, most of the people around the NFL consider this dude a can't-miss prospect. And he has all of the it factor intangibles that you want at that position. Add into the fact that he's a winner. Add into the fact that he's a known commodity. He's been that way. He's not an underdog. It's not a story that has to be developed. It's not a story that has to be manufactured or engineered. It is what it is, all right? Now, I had a lot of old school people, you know, reach out. They heard my podcast, and they seen some of my tweets, and they say, man, you're anointing this guy. No, I'm not. He has to play. And that's pressure that he has to live up to. We know that. And I've said this before, that this is going to be spectacular, whether it's a spectacular success or a spectacular failure, either one. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be spectacular either way from a media standpoint. So, no, he has to live up to it for himself and his own pressures. But to what degree? One, I think he starts right out of the gate. Patrick Mahomes didn't have to. Patrick Mahomes played, I think, one or two games his first year, and that was late in the year. And Josh Allen didn't really get going until about a year and a half into his career, where people really started thinking, okay, they got something in him, right? Russell Wilson started right out of the gate. But a lot of these young quarterbacks, Deshaun Watson, if you guys remember, he came into a game where the Jaguars were beating the doors off of Houston, and he took the job. But before that, he didn't even start in Houston right out of the gate. This kid's going to start right out of the gate. I think he's ready to play. I think a lot of it depends on what type of program and what type of plan of success they have for him and what they have around him. Which is why I think this is a home run before he ever practices, because the fact that the Jaguars have a chance to get him means the Jaguars now have a chance to maybe get people in the front office, in the scouting department, in the coaching staff that they didn't have a chance to get before they were able to secure the first pick in the draft. So now the chances that you have to get guys in place who can develop him at a higher level increases his chance for success. It all makes sense. We talk about players being put in the right system and being developed properly. Well, now, let me put it this way. The Jaguars will go into a car dealership before with a 700 Beacon score, which is good. You can get whatever you want, maybe with a minimum or no down payment. The credit rating now is 810, if that's possible. I don't know. I don't think it is, but it's 810 now. Now they're going to be begging you to take something off the showroom floor with no money down. That's the difference. You were in a good situation before. Now you're in a great situation because now the owner of the dealership is coming to your door and picking you up in a limo and taking you to his dealership to tell you you can have what you want. That's the difference. And what that is that's going to help you with long-term success. That's going to allow you to be able to put more things in place that's going to allow this kid to be successful. There's not really a current quarterback where you can say he's on that track because it's different for everybody. I guess Joe Burrow would be one guy, the way Joe Burrow was, but what I hope they don't do is allow him to throw the ball 55 times a game like Joe Burrow was doing and end up getting hurt and getting destroyed. I thought that was an error on their part, and we laughed about it in the preseason. We saw in the preseason where Joe Burrow was running for his life, and then we saw him get damn near sawed in half by Malik Jackson during the game, and we were like, is he going to survive? And then all of a sudden, boom, there he is. He has one of the most horrific knee injuries we've ever seen a quarterback have. Because he got hit. So the bottom line, man, is they got to protect him. They got to protect him. The reason I started this off by talking about Gardner is because there was a tweet from NFL on CBS about his passing yards being better than Drew Brees and Ryan Tannehill. His TD, the interception ratio, being better than Russell Wilson and Lamar. His quarterback rating being higher than Ben Roethlisberger and Kyler Murray. And his completion percentage being better than Tom Brady and Matt Stafford. All that can be true, and then you can still look at the game and tell he can't play at this level. And I've told people forever, stop watching stats and watch the game. Stop watching stats and watch the game. Gardner Minshew doesn't strike fear in any opponent. And the other thing is this. Does he really give confidence to his teammates? I don't think so. Their body language is terrible when he's on the field, offensively and defensively. Yeah, look at the receivers when he's out there. They're literally, I don't know what commercial that is on TV with the dude in the black suit that's always in the car. I think it's one of those car insurance commercials, but he's always getting in a wreck. That's what the receivers look like when they go out there with him. They look like they're about to get decapitated because the ball takes so long to get to where it's supposed to go. The coaches sound extra frustrated when they talk about him. And I do think that there's an issue of trust when it comes to Gardner. So does this new kid come in here and does he have some of the things that he needs to watch out for? Sure. Yeah, he needs to watch out for it. He needs to watch out for thinking about other things other than football. But I'm not worried about him doing that because throughout his life, the kid has always strived on. He's been the number one player since like he was like in the ninth grade, and he's always lived up to it. He's always lived up to it. Trent Dilfer had some things to say about Trevor Lawrence. I guess I got to discuss that too. You know, we got to temper our enthusiasm a little bit, maybe. I don't know. I'll tell you what I'm not going to temper, and that's my I'm going to bet this weekend. I'm going to bet on some of these games because betting on the Jaguars is rough, but not betting on other teams. And it doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks and quick-hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast, brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. I'm going to explore a little bit some of the things that I juxtaposed from what Trent Dilfer said about Trevor Lawrence. I guess I'll have to run through that just to be fair. I don't want to rain on anybody's parade, but I guess I just have to be a little bit fair and honest and open about everything, and you know, you just can't report on all the happy stuff. So he didn't trash him, by the way. And I know some of y'all don't care about what Trent Dilfer said because of some things he said about Jacksonville, but the dude does know quarterbacking. So we'll discuss that in segment number three here on Locked On Jaguars. Listen, man, Built Go is a solution to you breaking through your personal wall. What's your wall? It could be anything. For me, it's bouncing from one profession to another and trying to please everyone and make them happy. And then I realize I'm out of energy. So Built Go really helps me do that because I need it mentally and physically sometimes to break through those walls. So it's easy to take because it's in a 1.5-ounce package. You can put it in your briefcase or, you know, if you're the most focused person, you can put it in your pocket as long as you don't get too rough. You can put it in your golf bag to power you through the back nine. You know, whatever you have to do, Built goes there for you. It's a 5-hour energy without the same crash feeling. Plus, it's natural, so it's better for the body. It's like drinking a monster drink with a third of the caffeine and better results. 3 great flavors, peanut butter, honey, chocolate, coconut, and chocolate mint. How does it work? Well, it has collagen, protein. It has beta-anilin, and it has B6 and B12. And, you know, it really, really does promote joint, soft tissue, and hair and skin health. What you need to do is go to builtgo.com and use the promo code LOCKED, just LOCKED, and you'll get 20% off of your next order. Use that promo code LOCKED and 20% off of your next order to get those Built Goes, man, and you're going to start breaking down those walls. I'm telling you, it's the real deal, and you don't have a crashing effect after those 5 hours. Try it and let me know what it feels like. All right, man, so Trevor Lawrence, Trent Dilfer, I saw over the weekend where he talked about Lawrence. He says he loves him. He's known him since he was a teenager, but that he isn't a perfect prospect. And one of the things he discussed about him is if you're expecting a guy with a Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes arm, you're expecting the wrong thing because that's not who and what he is. And that because he's so tall at 6'6", sometimes his delivery can be elongated. That's important now because in the NFL, you have corners that look for tells. And if you don't know what a tell is, you ever play poker with somebody and you can tell when they have a good hand? A tell is they get really, really, you can always tell when they have a good hand because they act differently. Well, a tell is, it could be anything. An elongated motion, a guy may pat the ball when he's about to throw it. The eyes, if you can watch the eyes or the head movements, or anything. Somebody told me Antonio Brown used to have a tell, the wide receiver. You knew he was going to get the ball because he would tighten his gloves up when he was at the line of scrimmage. So that didn't provide any help for people because he spent about 8-9 years torturing people in the NFL. So I don't know if that helped him or not. But the thing is with Trevor Lawrence, it's because he's so tall, his motion can be elongated. And Dilfer also said this, and this is the part that scares me a little bit because it reminds me of Jameis Winston. He said in his mind, he's really, really, really confident, which a quarterback needs to be. So I'm going to paraphrase Dilfer when Dilfer said he'll act like he has that Patrick Mahomes arm and he'll try something that he shouldn't. Jameis Winston does that all the time. Jameis does stuff that he shouldn't do, and it gets him in trouble. And that's why he has so many interceptions. I mean, you love the fact that he has the confidence to try it, but you hate the fact that, you know, you shouldn't do that. So Trevor Lawrence being super, super confident in himself and his ability will try things that he shouldn't try. I watched the Ohio State-Clemson game from last year in the playoffs. There were about 4 interceptable balls that Ohio State dropped. And I'm just being honest. Does it mean I'm down on him as a prospect? No, I'm not down. But there are a handful of people that think Zach Wilson's going to be a better pro. There are. There are a handful of people that think Zach Wilson is going to be a better pro. And it's all because of tools and arm strength and how it translates to the NFL. I think Trevor Lawrence is the best prospect, and I think he's the best player for Jacksonville. He may not be the best quarterback of the guys in this draft long term. This is where I draw the line between me being a podcast host and a guy that kind of loves the scouting side of it and actually being a real scout and a guy who actually does this for, I don't. So I'm not going to go there. I'll go with my gut feeling, but in terms of trying to question people and break stuff down in depth to that degree, I won't do it. I mean, I'll do it to a certain degree, but I won't really go there and put my money on it with guys who do it for a living, because to a certain degree, I know what I'm watching and what I'm looking at, but then to a certain degree, I know where to stop and I know where the line is drawn. So maybe some of the things that he does are fixable, you know, or correctable. But I do think it's fair to even at the height of everybody's excitement about him, I think it's fair for people to bring up credible issues that they may have. And like I said, it doesn't mean that he's not the number one prospect. He is. And I think anybody would agree with that. But I do think that when you look at the projection over the long haul, what you always have to do is, you know, you have to, and no pun intended, you have to project and you have to figure out what other people are going to do and what other people are going to try to figure out about him. Because we can say what we want to say about defensive coordinators in the NFL. They put in a lot of hours just to stop people. That's just what they do. So he loves to run. And even though he's listed at 220, he is 6'6". That's a long, lanky frame. And I've said the same thing about Kyle Pitts at Florida, so I'm not going to not say it about Trevor Lawrence. There are professional hitmen up there that will try to saw you in half every chance they get. And they run full speed and try to do it. I don't want him hurt. I don't want him banged up. That's why my wishes for the Jacksonville Jaguars is that they run a West Coast offense where he gets the ball out of his hand really, really quick. And that they protect him. Though you are mobile and agile and all of that, I want him to play like Tom Brady. And I want him to only run when he absolutely necessarily has to. Don't be a punching bag like a guy like Carson Wentz and get beat up all the time. Either that or put on 10, 15 pounds of muscle. But, you know, we'll see. It's all about who they pick as coach, GM, and what type of program they put him in. But like I said, by that time, the Jaguars will greatly have already benefited from his presence and from them drafting him. And then he just has to go out and live up to it and play. And that's just going to be on him. That's just going to be on him. But we'll see. We'll see. All right, man, it's a Tuesday. It's good checking in with you guys here on Locked On Jaguars. You guys take care, man. Keep trying to take care of each other. And it's almost 2021. 2020 has been a rough one, but guess what? We're going to make it. We're going to be all right. So subscribe here on Locked On Jaguars, wherever you get your podcasts, Google Podcasts, Apple, iTunes. Check out Peacock and Williamson too, man. That's a great show. I am forever in debt to those guys, and they know why. But that's a wonderful show. A great, great, great show that talks all things NFL. So subscribe to Peacock and Williamson too here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Until tomorrow, this is your man Tony Wiggins signing off.